From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Aung San Suu Kyi speaks out on the Rohingya crisis. In her first public comment since violence in western Rakhine State killed many and sent tens of thousands fleeing from their homes in a mass exodus, Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi has said today that terrorism must not be allowed to take root on our soil. She was speaking after meeting India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, whom she thanked for his support on the issue.
We would like to thank India particularly for the strong stand that it has taken with regard to the terrorist threat that came to our country a couple of weeks ago. And we believe that together we can work to make sure that terrorism is not allowed to take root on our soil or on the soil of our neighboring countries.
The former Nobel Peace Prize winner has come under heavy international criticism for her government's handling of the ongoing crisis and for her own failure to speak up for the Rohingya Muslims, more than 120,000 of whom have crossed into Bangladesh for safety since the violence began around 2 weeks ago. The European Union's top court has ruled that member states can be forced to take in asylum seekers, rejecting challenges by Hungary and Slovakia to stay out of the system the EU began 2 years ago. The European Council approved the resettlement plan over the objection of some Eastern European nations. The system was meant to relocate 160,000 refugees who have fled to Greece and Italy in order to help prevent those countries from being overwhelmed. So far, only about 24,000 people have been resettled. The European Court of Justice said Wednesday the Council was not required to unanimously approve the plan. This is VOA News. Hurricane Irma slammed into the Caribbean islands of St. Bartholomew and St. Martin Wednesday. The French Weather Office said that it had caused major flooding in low-lying areas. As Irma approached, the French-run St. Bartholomew, a favorite jet-setter's destination, also known as St. Bart's, the office measured winds of 244 kilometers per hour. However, its monitoring equipment has since been destroyed by the hurricane. Weatherman Jerome Lecoux said Irma's eye, about 50 kilometers in diameter, hovered for about 1.5 hours over St. Bart's, bringing an eerie but deceptive calm. The French government had previously sounded the alarm over thousands of people who had refused to seek shelter on St. Bart's as well as St. Martin, an island divided between France and the Netherlands. Irma was headed next for Britain's Anguilla Island, the British Virgin Islands, and the east end of Puerto Rico. President Donald Trump says he'll revisit the decision to end a program that shielded nearly 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation if Congress does not act on the issue. Hours after administration officials said new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA, will no longer be accepted, Trump tweeted late Tuesday that Congress now has 6 months to legalize DACA, something the Obama administration was unable to do. If they can, he said, I will revisit this issue. President Trump approved the decision to end DACA, but sent Attorney General Jeff Sessions before news cameras Tuesday to announce the controversial change.
Immigrants are welcome here!
Demonstrators opposed to the administration's decision massed in Washington, Los Angeles, New York, Denver, and other cities. The future status of the hundreds of thousands of young foreign-born students and workers is unclear for now, since they are no longer protected from summary deportation by the DACA program. South Korea is planning to deploy additional launchers of a controversial U.S.-built missile defense system, a further sign of escalating tensions and a diplomatic stalemate over North Korea's growing weapons program. The Defense Ministry announced Wednesday that 4 more rocket launchers that make up the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, or THAAD, will be installed along with the 2 launchers that are already in operation at a former golf course in the city of Sanju, located south of Seoul. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.